Welcome to episode 2 in the continuing adventures of Little Orphan Amy. As you remember from last week, Bruce Queen had been mortally wounded by Susie Swiss Cheese while trying to attack poor, defenseless Amy. All of this had taken place at a local restaurant, Flat Tortillas. After Amy settles down, Susie takes her home, and they leave Bruce alone to find his own way back. We join them now just as Amy is saying goodbye to Susie.
Goodbye, Amy. Oh, good luck with registration tomorrow.
Thanks. I sure hope that I get all of my classes. You know, I'm registering in the last group. Oh, well, goodbye, Susie, and thank you very much for all of your help.
It was nothing, kid. See you later.
Bye!
Amy walks up to her room and finds that her roommate Todd is already asleep. She gets ready for bed and falls asleep, thinking about the evening's experiences. Meanwhile, the heads Ashley and Cliff are bringing in dirt to start a garden in their closet.
Say, man, can't you keep it a little quieter? We're gonna wake everybody up.
Oh, well, man, I'm not the one that spilled the box of dirt out in the lobby.
Say, man, I got it all cleaned up.
Yeah, man, but it was a lot of work digging up that head resident's rose garden, and then you go and spill the damn thing all over the place.
Say, man, I'll go out and get another box myself, all right?
Oh, well, all right.
How about a beer first, though, man?
Yeah, here, I got a slug here in my pocket somewhere.
Okay, here, stick it in there.
Ashley goes out to get some more dirt while Cliff sets to work lining the closet with foil and getting everything ready for the precious plants. After registering, this is the next day of course, Sandy Shores finds himself alone for once and he decides that the time has come to ask Amy out on a date.
Hi Amy, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, how are you?
I'm feeling really great today. I just got through registering and I got all of my classes. How'd it go for you today?
I don't register for 3 more hours. I'm in the last group of new students.
Oh, bummer. Actually, I came over to ask you something.
Oh, yeah? What?
Do you want a glass of water?
Oh, is that all you wanted?
I want to go out with you.
Pardon me?
Do you want to go with me to the submarine races?
The what?
Oh, you know, the submarine races, you know, out by the ocean. We can have a barbecue and a fire and something,
well,
you know.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. I'll pick you up about 6 then. Bye.
Sandy heads back to his room with his head in the clouds. In fact, he's thinking so much about the night ahead that he doesn't see his roommate, Tommy Tubes, going over to visit Amy himself.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hello, Tommy. I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good right now. I just got through registering and I got most of my classes. When do you register?
I register in the last group.
Oh, wow. What a drag. Well, I hope you get some of your classes. Tell you what. Since you're so down, I'll take you out to the submarine races with me tonight.
You're going too?
What do you mean, too?
Sandy was just over here and he asked me to go with him.
God damn it, I'll kill that bastard.
I've got an idea. I'll ask Susie Swiss Cheese to go along too.
Well, who the hell is she?
She's this girl that I met last night. She's really nice. I'm sure you'll like her.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sandy said that he'd pick me up at 6, so I'll see you then and Susie will be over here. Oh, where exactly are we going to see these races?
Oh, we're going out by Wyoming D'Oro, of course. That's where everyone goes. Well, I'll see you at 6, Amy.
Well, I guess I'll call Susie and see if she can go tonight. I sure hope she can. Hello, Susie? This is Amy. Oh, I'm fine. How are you? No, I don't register for a while. I sure hope I get my classes. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Hey, how would you like to go to the submarine races with me and 2 guys from my floor? Well, he's nice and pretty good looking. No, no, it's not Bruce. His name is Tommy Tubes. Okay, great. Hey, can you be over here a little bit before 6? Okay, great. I'll see you then. Goodbye.
Amy gets off the phone and heads towards the gym to register. Meanwhile, Bruce Queen has just ventured out into the hallway and he runs into Clem.
Well, howdy there, Bruce. Hey, how come you're all bent over like that?
I'm not really sure, Clem. I just hurt all over. The last thing I remember is lying on the table at Flat Tortillas. Ugh, you've still got that pop.
Well, of course. We couldn't live without it. Leroy panicked this morning when he couldn't find his small one. He went home to help his paw dig out the well, and he needed that one. so that he could fit it on the seat of his truck as he drove home.
I gotta ask Coach about that. How come it's so quiet around here today?
I guess everybody went home this weekend. I think that you, me, them two loadies, the two hippies, and that girl are the only ones left here.
Oh, don't mention her. She's the reason I hurt so much.
She really did you in, huh?
Not her, some other person.
Gee, partner. That's too bad. Hey, you want to go to a dance with me tonight?
I don't know. I hurt all over. I guess I'll ask Coach. I guess I'll go. I don't have anything else to do. Amy's not going to be there, is she?
Hey, I got a big one here. Oh, hit that one, yeah. You know, I never miss that thing. No, I don't think Amy will be there. It's a Western dance.
Amy goes through registration without much luck, and she comes back to her room just a short time before she is supposed to go.
Who's there?
It's me, Susie Swiss Cheese.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm fine. I got all ready for tonight, just in case Tommy's not.
What do you mean?
Never mind. You'll probably find out soon enough.
Hi there, young ladies. You ready to go tonight?
Oh, yeah. We're all ready.
You must be Susie. Well, I'm Tommy Tubes.
Hi.
Well, let's go. Let's get the show on the road. Tommy and I brought all the stuff we might need, but we didn't get anything to eat, so we can stop at some nice place for dinner.
Yeah, you know, you deserve a break today and all the rest of that stuff.
Sounds thrilling.
Sandy, Amy, and Susie and Tommy head out to Tommy and Sandy's old phone company van and drive out towards the beach, stopping for a Big Mac along the way.
Where are we going?
Oh, to a place called Wyoming D'Oro. It's nice and quiet and dark out there.
I'm beginning to get the feeling that this isn't going to be as bad as I thought at first. You're kind of cute.
Yeah, you've got me pretty stoked yourself.
Is it easy to see the submarines from the shore?
Oh, boy. This is going to be quite an interesting evening.
I'm glad you think so. I love the beach, but living in Galt, I never got the chance to go very often.
It's going to be very interesting. Hey, Tommy, how about cranking the tunes up a little bit more? I've always liked Jan and Dean.
I was sitting on the beach just picking... The four arrive at Wyoming D'Oro, and they pick out a place with a nice view of the ocean.
Hey, Amy, let's go for a walk and see if we can find some submarines out there.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Bye, you guys. Have fun.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
It now comes time to leave Amy, Sandy, Tommy, and Susie, along with the rocking van, and see how Bruce and Clem are doing at the dance.
Hey, Clem, did you see how mad Beulah, the head resident, was when we left?
Yeah, all she could do was shake these dug-up roses. And yell at everybody about someone digging in her garden.
Can I ask you a question, Clem?
Why, sure thing, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Why do all the girls here dress funny?
Hey, what's that, Bruce?
I said, why do all the girls here dress so funny?
What do you mean funny? I think they're downright sexy-like.
Well, they all have boots with pointed toes on, belts with their name on them, and pants that make their butts stick out. It looks like their pants are tied to my skin.
Oh, hell, that's great. That way we can, kill two birds with one stone. You can check out their tail end and find out their name at the same time.
Well... Goats never told me the people actually dress like that.
Oh, just look at it this way. It's easy to get acquainted that way.
I guess so, but they all smell so funny, it's hard to get hurt.
Hey, Bruce, look at that one over there.
As he points to the... Oh, God, a napkin, please. As he points to the left...
The one with the long, blonde hair.
You mean the one that looks like she just got off her horse?
Yeah, the one with all them guys around her. She's drawing more guys than flies to a meadow muffin. Go see what her name is.
Okay, Clem. I'm gonna go get some alligator.
Okay, we'll see you later.
As the night progresses, Clem finds out that Mary Lou, who is the girl he's been eyeing all night, is paying a small amount of attention to him. Eventually, they start dancing together exclusively, and another romance develops. While all of this has been going on, our resident hens, Ashley and Cliff, have finished their garden and are now discussing what to do with it.
Say, man, I think that we should get a scale from the chemistry department. That way we can weigh it all out.
Oh, well, man, that sounds like a good idea. That way people wouldn't think we were burning them.
Yeah, now all we gotta do is figure out how we're gonna get ourselves a scale.
Well, man, I don't think it'd be too hard, but I'm not sure.
Very shortly, they get tired of thinking and they start to drift off into the ozone. Amy and Sandy are sitting by the beach, and poor Sandy is trying to tell Amy about the submarine races.
You mean there aren't any submarines out here?
No, not really. Only the stars, the sea, and the two of us.
But I wanted to see the submarines. I've never seen one before. Now, why did you tell me we were going to the submarine races when there aren't even any submarines?
Well, I thought that you knew what I was talking about. You know, going to the submarine races means, well, just going somewhere alone together.
That doesn't make much sense to me. I'm getting cold. Let's go back to the van.
Well, all right. Maybe we could pick up a few pointers.
What?
Never mind. Watch out for that rock there.
Hi, guys. Gee, it's nice and warm in here.
You guys back already? God, you haven't been gone 2 hours.
I know. It's been one of those nights.
Hey, Amy, how did your registration go?
It didn't go very well, I'm afraid. I had to take a sex education class. I'm so embarrassed. I hope that my aunt and uncle don't find out about it. They'd be very angry.
Why'd they be mad?
Because they've tried to protect me from all of that type of filth for all of my life, and now I'm taking a class in it.
Oh, boy. You never can tell. The class might be interesting, and I know that it would teach you a lot of things.
I just don't know. They always told me that after I got married, I would find out all that I needed to know.
Boy, Sandy, it sounds like it must have been a real bummer tonight.
Oh, it was, believe me. How's life been treating you?
Oh, we've just been sitting up here talking, haven't we, Tommy?
Yeah, talking, that's right.
Have you two been getting to know each other better?
A lot better, Amy. A lot better.
That's good. I was afraid that you two wouldn't, you know, have a lot in common.
Oh, you might say we've shared a lot of secrets tonight.
What the hell was that?
I think it's someone banging on the door.
Don't tell me the Rangers are going to kick us out. Oh, well, I'll go see what they want. Ashley and Cliff, what are you guys doing here?
Oh, wow, man. We were just driving along and saw your van. Wanted to see what was happening inside.
Say, man, it's cold out here. Can we come in?
Well, sure. There's nothing happening in here, so come on in.
Wow, man. What are all you doing inside of here?
I don't really know. I thought we were going to see a bunch of submarines, but then we didn't. I don't see any point to this whole trip.
Hey, Tommy, could you hand me my board there? I'm going to go out and try to get some night surfing since there's nothing much going on in here.
Okay, Sandy, but watch it. I'm told the water here is full of a bunch of strange things.
Oh, okay, Mom. I'll be careful. See you guys later.
As Sandy heads toward the water, two local sharks swim into the vicinity. For reasons beyond the scope of this show, the sharks are named Clyde and George.
Hey, George, go get that fish over there. It looks like it would make us a real good snack.
Yeah, right, boss. Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Ah, jeez, George, sometimes I wonder why I ever offered to take you in.
Boss, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you're always sorry. That don't put dinner on the table.
Hey, boss, look, what's all that movement over there?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go find out.
Unknown to Sandy, the sharks have set their sights on him. His only hope is if George decides to go after him instead of Clyde. Clyde murders. George will just mess him up a bit.
Hey, boss, it's a piece of wood with arms that moves along the top of the water.
Hey, you dummy, that's no piece of wood. That's a surfer.
Boss, what's a surfer?
A surfer is a four-course meal. That's what a surfer is.
Oh, boy, boss, I haven't eaten in 4 hours. I'm starving.
Yeah, I ate 2 hours ago. I guess you get this one, Dan. Just don't blow it, all right? In fact, I'll even help you attack and give you some pointers on how to do it.
Okay, boss. Oh, boy, you're just the greatest boss.
Yeah, clam up. Okay, now look, what you gotta do is move in close on this guy, and then start circling and circling, and make a smaller circle all the time.
How, boss?
What was that?
How, boss?
That's what the Indian said to the mermaid, you chowder brain.
What is about circles, boss?
Now look, you wait till he's getting ready to ride in a wave, and he'll just be sitting there still in the water.
Okay, boss, I got it. You tell me when, okay?
Yeah, now, there he stopped.
Oh boy, let's go get him.
Wait a minute, you meathead. We gotta get the music going first.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Okay, let's go.
What's that music? Wait, it sounds familiar. I know. It's from the movie Gums. Oh my god, there's two sharks over there. They're coming for me. What am I gonna do? Oh, help! 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 Help!
Shut up, Sandy. Sandy starts paddling madly towards the shore. His only saving grace is the fact that one of the two sharks, it was George and not Clyde, he was trying to get the four-course meal. You see, if it was Clyde, there would be nothing left of Sandy and his surfboard except for a few fiberglass scraps. But George is quite another story. To say the least, Sandy got bitten up, but he did not become a Swanson TV dinner for a shark.
Oh, wow, man, I hear screams. Hey, let's go see what's happening.
I hope nothing happened to Sandy. He was my date tonight.
Say, hey, man, there's Sandy, lying on the beach over there. Wow, he looks hurt.
Oh, wow, man, what happened?
I got attacked by a shark. I'm gonna die.
You're not gonna die. It's just a flesh wound.
I think I'm gonna faint. I can't stand the sight of blood. I can't...
Amy proceeds then to faint, and the rest of the group carry Amy and Sandy up to the van.
Let's get Amy revived, and Tommy, start driving as fast as you can back to the hospital.
Where am I? What happened? Susie, what happened?
You fainted, and you're in Sandy and Tommy's van.
As the group rushes towards the hospital, we have to say goodnight for another week. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night, when you will find out the fate of Sandy, what Cliff and Ashley do in the halls of the hospitals, and the answers to these questions that nobody cares about. Will Clem and Mary Lou fall in love? Will Beulah find out who dug up her roses? Will Todd start talking faster? Will Bradley Woolworth ever become normal? Will the Limburger cheese sandwich ever...
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced, directed, and played by the KCPR Management. Ha 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 ha!